my heat in my house, my air conditioning that's not working, because it leads into another problem that happened on vacation. But I'm having a great deal of difficulty organizing my thoughts.
We have lots of time to talk.
Okay. And 4 hours. All right, I'm going to talk to Roger, who will get me back on track with the AC. Roger, you're on the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hi, Mike. First of all, I want to say you guys are doing a really good job and during this tough time. You know?
Okay, all right. Thank you very much. We appreciate that, Roger.
Yeah, with your air conditioning. It's called very expensive sometimes.
It's called very expensive?
Yeah, but basically what's happened is...
Roger, take a breath for a second, because you do sound like every guy that does heating and air conditioning. All right, here's your problem, basically. What you got here is... All right, go ahead. What is wrong with my air conditioning?
Roger, is this your line of work?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Of course it is.
But he's an expert.
No, not necessarily, but basically what's happened is either the system's lost most of its charge, the refrigerant.
The coolant. Thanks a lot, Roger. Harry's an AC tech. You're really an AC. Are you going to sound like Roger?
No, I'll make a sip before you there, Mike.
They all sound the same, too. No. I'm not going to say, what you got there is you got your basic problem.
Here you go.
All right.
Pressure and temperature are directly related with one another. When you lose refrigerant, you lose pressure, and the indoor coil temperature drops low.
It's really a little more than you wanted to know.
I think it's your seventh Fetzer valve, sir.
I'm so tired of being respectful of these people. I had to hang up on that guy.
That's all right.
Too technical.
Let me explain the way I understand it. Mm-hmm. He said the bottom line. Bottom line, huh?
You're a bottom line guy?
The guy that came out today said it froze over. He gave it 24 hours to unfreeze. Mm-hmm. Then he said, did you change the filter upstairs? I said, well, that was one of the things I did, but it still didn't work. He said, well, one of the reasons that the system froze mm-hmm. was because you hadn't changed your filter, which I hadn't done. And that, incidentally, that's a pretty sight.
Was it clogged?
When you realize that dust is 90% skin,
yeah.
That's right,
mm-hmm.
and you take the filter out, mm-hmm. that's just a lovely experience. And it was clogged. It was
very
dirty.
Do you use the good filters?
What do you mean?
Like a 3M brand filter, the expensive kind of filter.
This is where Rob's like retail background comes into.
Yeah, they're excellent. They're worth the extra money. Yeah.
I think maybe that there might be. It might have been 3M. I'll check tonight.
Is it blue?
Yeah,
it's not 3M then.
Change it once a month. I get a good one. Change it once a month.
You'll have less dusting to do in your house.
That's
actually
true.
And your allergies.
What's
will be
the blue one's not the good one?
No.
How do you? Well, is there just two?
Well, there's the fill. I think it's called Filtrete. Isn't it called Filtrete?
That's a good one. That's a white one.
It's like $9 as opposed to like 80 cents, mm-hmm. but they are about 5 times more effective.
All right, this one was blue, but it had like this triangular. It had a triangular area of the dust where it was clogged, and then it was clear above and below, but it looked like one area, but it still was clogged.
Yeah, that sounds like it was a good one.
Yeah.
But you still need to change them once a month.
All right. Yeah. Well, the bottom line is it was hot, and the guy told me today that because I had changed the filter, thank you,
mm-hmm.
that once the thing thawed out, and because the filter had been changed, that it was now blowing cold air. I double-checked it. It was blowing when I left.
Yay.
However, it was blowing when I left.
Yes.
Oh, someday.
Baby.
The good old days.
Yep.
I do miss them. It'd be easier to do what we were doing right now. We could be much dirtier.
It would.
We could get through this easier if we were much dirtier.
We need that.
But the thing is, the cold air was coming through, and last night, I think maybe because of the nature of the whole day that we had, I sacked out about 9:15, and I sacked out in the 85 degree. I didn't go downstairs. I didn't want to sleep on a couch last night.
It's Johnny Dehydro.
You have to make the choice. You have to make the choice of whether you go to the bedroom or whether you go to the couch and be comfortable, or you go and
cool.
you sweat in the... Well, I went upstairs because I was tired. And but when you wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning in that particular circumstance and your body has been contorted, things are not...
Was it cooler?
It was wet.
Is it cooler now?
No.
It still isn't cool.
He said the heat in the house that's upstairs in the house is going to take a long time to...
Yeah, true.
And,
don't open a window, though.
It compounded another issue that I'm going to have to discuss.
All right.
And that concerned Maine. That started up in Maine with a wardrobe change that I decided to. I was at that...
Something spangly?
I'll discuss that with you. We have one more air conditioning man. We're going to take a break, and then when we come back, I'll tell you about that. Hello, Chris. You're on the Don and Mike Show.
The two guys you just talked to earlier, they're refrigerator repairmen.
Does that mean that they show crack?
Hello?
Hello? I just hung up.
Did I do frighten him somehow?
Did I just pick him up?
I don't know
what
how.
What is the great cliche of the refrigerator repairman?
Yeah, the right. Dan Aykroyd crap.
You know, you're sitting there. What are you told if the pants slide down? You're repairing. That you look like a refrigerator repair. It supposedly is fixed. I will give you an update tomorrow.
Offer you this. I think that the guy was snowing you a little bit. I don't think he needed 24 hours for it to thaw.
I'll give you something, Mr. Man.
He
didn't charge me.
Well, of course not. He had another call.
No, but he didn't charge me. The guy was out there twice, and he said, I'm going to let the thing thaw. Mm-hmm. And he had, when he was in the house yesterday, he thought that he didn't want to go rummaging around the house when I wasn't there. So he thought I had a pull-down hatch. He didn't know there was like a stairway that went up there. Mm-hmm. I think he's square.
Really?
I don't want to make this guy mad. He said he'll come back and fix my gas grill.
Excellent.
Which is also broken again.
Is it blowing cold air?
No, it won't light. It won't light.
Just leave it on. It'll be
It won't light because the sparker things are rusted.
They wear out.
Oh, yeah.
Because some people, responsible homeowners, put a plastic tarp on their gas grills.
Yes, to protect the
irresponsible
igniter.
Homeowners let them sit.
And
look at them and go, stainless steel, the fancy one. That's not going to be bad.
That'll be fine, no problem at all. You can use your old air conditioner filters for kindling and start a fire.
No, what he said is I can take one of them long...
A scripto.
One of those long things.
A scripto thingy, yeah.
What's it called?
A scripto.
He pretends he doesn't know, but he knows all the details. He said I could light it manually.
Yeah, but that's not what you want.
So I'm very happy about that.
You need an electronic igniter.
But before I left on vacation, I made a wardrobe change. I think that contributed to some issue that I had.
Is silvery shoes.
Before we go to break, I said this all day. We got a positive story, a nice memory of Frida. We've got Deborah on the line. Hi, Deborah. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for taking my call.
No problem.
I met all of you at a bar called Wet. It's a gay man's bar.
Yeah,
I remember it well.
Was that where I was paying the bet off?
That's right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
It was hilarious.
Oh, boy. That it was big fun. I remember it like it was yesterday.
I got to see Frida and Buzz's wife point and giggle at those screens with those naked men.
Mm-hmm.
I got to find out that Buzz is not black.
Mm-hmm.
Right. The wig is questionable, though.
In my heart.
I found out that Rob will shake a black person's hand because he shook mine.
Yes, I will. But under duress.
Well, you know who the victim of that particular day was. Do you remember that?
It was me.
It was the man in the black leather vest.
Don't you remember that, Deborah? I had to sit there with a black leather vest on with no shirt on.
Absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
I appreciate the memory of Frida, but I was sitting there being completely embarrassed by the whole thing.
That's right.
But you are perfectly comfortable in any place as long as you're at a bar.
Thank you, Deborah.
You let the drinks just flow. Your lawyer was there also, and he seemed like he had been there before.
Uh-huh. He's there every night.
I could tell you a story. Well, thank you so much, Deborah. And if I remember in particular that night, that was when Frida and Marcia, they so wanted to participate in that little event.
I think, and
see me with the vest on.
You know, I think even Carrie went to that.
It was
the whole gang came.
Yeah,
nobody
sure
missed
did.
It. Yeah, whole family wants to come down. And there was something. I can't even tell that story on the air. There was something. I only say this. I might have shared it with you off the air. There was something that happened at that bar that was so gross. I can't possibly share.
Did it involve a book of matches?
Yes. Yeah,
I remember.
Yes,
I do.
Yes.
Yeah, it's
something on a book of matches. And I don't know where it came from.
Huh.
But it was gross.
You could use those on your guest grill.
It was nasty.
Nasty.
All right. We do want to tell everybody that if you are interested in sending some cards and letters, we've got the address for you with that. We're giving you an address here at the radio station, and I don't have it. I have it lying around here. It's right here.
Got
it. Cards and letters should be sent to the Source family. That's SORCE family. Care of WJFK, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, 22030. Mm-hmm. We want to thank everybody that's sent stuff already.
Yeah. Overwhelming.
As soon as we get more information, we are honoring the family's privacy right now, and we're going to pass that along to you. And I'll remind everybody, we will be taking your calls. If you've got a positive memory, we're trying to get back to what we do here, doing the very best we can to do that, and that's why we're asking your phone calls and of condolences. We've taken them. We know we are sincere, but we're asking for positive memories and to keep it light and celebrate her memory, which is what we're going to do for as long as it takes to do that. That's what we're going to do on the show. And coming up, I think we might get one of those best of segments
let's do that next.
We've done. And I'll also tell you about my crotch issue.
Got to hear it.
Oh, now you're getting more specific.
Yeah, well, I have to do it.
I thought it was something like Bob Mackie related.
Well, it is. It's a wardrobe malfunction that resulted in a crotch problem.
Don't hold them back.
All right. We'll be right back on the Don and Mike Show.
This is the Don and Mike Show. They're ready to believe you.
Together like porno books and diced cheese.
Sorry.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Mike O'Mara doesn't know the formatic. but it's real. My mom's not like that. That's not that mommy dearest thing. I mean, she's
not
85
like
years old. No. Joan Crawford was a much younger woman at that
time. Mary dearest?
Mary. Here. Mm-hmm. I want to clear the air about this vacation experience with my mom. No one could possibly be a sweeter old lady. She is a wonderful, you know, she's my mom. She does.
Sure.
She's a very sweet lady. But the thing is, it is the energy level. And I was getting to this before we broke. And the fact is, I'll be sitting there just chilling out, reading an article, reading a book. And she would come by and say, "Oh, are you sure you want the girls' sneakers to stay by the fireplace?" And she's standing over me with,
right.
And you can practically hear her engine running, which is going, you know, like one of those spaceships when you hear that drone hum.
Over
you can hear the energy level where she gets it. I mean, she is not in at 85. She is not, in my knowledge, addicted to any major kind of narcotic at all.
Good for her.
But she goes. That. She gets. I'm not lying. She gets up at 4:30 in the morning. Doesn't take any nap in the afternoon.
Wow.
And turns in with us up in Maine about 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. She probably could stay up till, you know, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning.
What do you think her secret is? How does she
do
this?
I don't know, but it pisses me off.
I know.
Because I don't have that energy.
Has she always been like that?
Yes.
Yeah. Always?
Yes, and my sister is the same way.
And do you think she does it to show off a little bit?
No. No, this is not malice. This is the way this is her. This, she is programmed genetically to function at this level.
Always been that.
She is programmed. She may have, she's got a little more energy than even my sister. My sister can chill out a little bit more.
Wow.
But I have the family gene that is just kind of, I chill out, and she will come over and say, "Okay, now did you do this? Did you do this?" And I'm just like, at one point, I said, I think really, I didn't yell, but I think I said, I was controlled.
Good.
And I said, "Can you please slow down just a little?" And I always put it in that context. I
right.
Think, you're fantastic. Look at you at your age with that energy level. Wow, that's just fantastic. Can you just chill out a little bit? Please. All right? Okay. The fact is, I recline a lot. I do. And I like the fact that the kids play down on the beach. And I don't have to watch them when they're playing on the beach.
Right.
They're old enough to take care of themselves. They're not
sure.
Going in the water. Yes, they're playing on the dangerous rocks. But they're going to be fine.
Sure. You know,
right. There's not going to be any problem.
Odds are they'll be fine.
So I salute you, Mary. I do. I totally salute you.
I love you, Mommy.
No, she's not
I love
like
you, Tina, darling.
Not at all. Sorry, Mom. Sorry, Bob. Howard Da Silva. Not to be confused with
Carl Rowe. What's your name? Write it down. May I have the spelling of your last name?
We were looking at the newspaper with all this crap about Carl Rove that's right. In the news lately. And Carl Rove, if you're casting a movie with the evil man, the evil villain,
mm-hmm.
if you're casting a movie for the guy that's going to like run the prison, the evil prison camp,
mm-hmm. right?
Don't you put Carl Rove in that uniform?
Yes, absolutely.
That's one of the things, and I think America gets into that. I mean, that's why this story has legs,
mm-hmm.
because you see the picture of the guy
oh, yeah.
who was allegedly done wrong. What did he do? Leak some CIA?
Some CIA information, yeah.
And the guy has the look, especially now. He's not getting less sinister as he ages.
No.
He's getting more sinister.
Well, your first clue, he spells Carl with a K. That's your first clue.
My right name there. Is Carl. And I don't know. I mean, I don't watch enough of that crap to know whether he what he sounds like, but I think he should sound like Dr. Evil.
I agree. Right, I would like to see you in my office.
Or just like a total stranger on the street.
Thank you. Welcome to the White House tour. I saw that look. Give me the spelling of your last name and your social security number.
Quick,
please.
Quickly, please.
The name is Rove. Carl Rove with a K. You may know me as the architect.
Wouldn't it be cool? You can Photoshop a picture of him with like a Dr. Evil Nehru jacket. He would look great.
I'm Carl Rove.
Hello.
Have to keep an eye on that one. I was talking about the vacation and the wardrobe change. For most of my adult life, I will not inquire as to you guys because it's not something I want to think about. But I'll share with you that I've been a boxer person.
Yes,
I knew that. Made a modest underwear change for the trip up to Maine. Now, when it comes to hygiene in Maine, we have, in many cases, we have 12 family members that are staying in one house.
Okay.
We have one bathroom that functions as the shower room.
Right? Okay.
Okay. We have old-fashioned ye olde bathtubs. If you want to do that, you want to go through that deal the way they did in olden times.
That's right.
That's how people. But I think really in olden times, that's why people stunk.
Well, you said earlier you like to recline.
I'm not a bath guy. I don't. I like.
You don't
to
like to luxuriate in a bath.
It's a dying art.
The shower we have, the shower we have in our rustic cabin in the woods.
Yes.
See, we got a guy on the line from Maine. Hold on. Steve from Maine. Yes, Steve from Maine. What do you want?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
How are you?
I'm doing fine and won't dwell, but condolences all the way around.
Thank you, Steve.
Thanks.
We appreciate that.
Truly, truly hard to believe. It's been said, but I can't believe how much it affects me. I don't even know any of you guys.
Yeah, and, you know, we're really trying to move the show,
I know
doing
that.
The best
okay,
we can,
I'll be done.
Steve.
I'll be done.
We appreciate that.
I'll be done. Just a quick question, Mike. And as I told Beth Ann, not an address. I'm not weird, but what area of Maine do you visit when you come up here?
I'll give you what they call it up there. It's Down East, the Down East region of Maine.
So like Acadia, Bar Harbor?
Yeah, that area. That area up there. That's where I've been going for since I was, 5 years old.
Why do you ask?
Why do you want to know? You're not stalking or anything, are you?
Honestly, I mean, I'm up here in South Portland. I've been listening since you guys came up here and... Mm-hmm. Just always sort of curious. What area you're in?
Yeah, I love it. All right. Well, thank you. There you go. There you have it. I love it up there. I thought he was going to say something.
Way to throw him off the track.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's right.
Uh-huh. It's really Caribou. Carl Rove has the address. Find me up in Caribou.
I'll need your zip code.
But it's rustic. We don't have, it's not they call it winterized, so you can't stay there year-round.
Right.
It's a summer place. A lot of places up there in New England are like this. It's got one shower that was added very late, as like in the 1980s, they finally put a shower in.
Do the tubs have feet?
Yes.
No kidding.
Oh, these tubs are the old. They're the real. They're the tubs that when you go to these tubs, you step up to get into them.
Yeah, I know.
But I mean, nobody uses. I mean, everybody wants to take the quick shower because of the nature. There's so many people that hygiene is, I would say, usually an every other day deal.
Sure.
You know, and you're up there. You're not. You're not going to any places fancy. You're kind of hanging out. It's family. Uh-huh. You're in the rustic place.
You swim. You rinse and God goes.
I don't swim. No.
No.
Well, it's cold. It's too cold to swim up there.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, a couple of days, my nephew would come back. He had a landscaping job up there, and they'd dive into the. But the weather. Weather up there dictates 40 something, 50 something temperatures for the water.
Wow. That's not
very
usable.
The bay is very cold up there. Okay. So. So I don't go in there. So combine this with the fact that I switched out of, I don't know if this is the reason, but I switched out of these boxers and switched to what is known as, I thought it would be a little hipper. You know, I'm always trying to do something a little to improve myself.
To make you feel hipper?
I don't know. I switched to what they're called the boxer brief.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is it's kind of the waistband of the brief with the...
That's the hip thing to wear.
What the nature of the boxer brief is, it is not like the clinging of the brief, but it is more clingy than the boxer.
It has leggings almost, and there's a pocket.
Yeah. So I noticed that...
Just,
yeah, there's a pocket.
Well, no, not
is it a Y front? Is that what they call it?
They have different kinds, but yours had a Y.
Don't they call briefs Y fronts, though?
Yeah.
Some do.
When I said pocket, I didn't mean like for your wallet. I meant for other things.
Right. Well, they were. I found them to be comfortable.
Yes.
When I,
yeah,
and they and are. So I said, since I'm going to be up there running around and stuff, I'll, as opposed to stocking the suitcase with a bunch of boxers, I will stock the suitcase with these boxer briefs. And I said, I didn't think anything of it.
Basically.
However, I would say towards the end of my stay up there, I noticed that there was a slight area of moderate irritation due to these boxer
chafing
briefs. And I didn't know whether that was because of not getting to this shower every other day or because we were doing a lot of, you know, there were very significant shifts in temperature that would be based on the location. If you were sitting out in front by the water, it would be cool. If you would go into town to get your paper towels for the day or whatever, you would, well, we have to, everybody up there,
you go through
when you go on a family vacation at my place, everybody likes to go into town. And nobody, we don't like write everything down where we have a huge list of stuff. Everybody, it seems, every 20 minutes,
trips.
Somebody, and you know what we're doing is we're getting away from each other.
That's right.
Of
God
course.
Bless it.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
You know that, right?
Absolutely.
The drill. That's I need to go into town to get you know, a box of Kleenex, you know. Or I need to go into town because, that toothpaste, it's not my favorite flavor. I got to go, bye. See, and that's really the reason we do it.
We're out of chives.
Yeah. Oh, chives, yeah. Who wants to go? And 16 hands go, I do.
Yep.
I'll go.
Like.
But, I mean, we do that. But the differential temperature, it would be, seriously, it would be 74 degrees on this little spit of land where this this house is, and it would be 85 to 90 within in the main town where the store is, where civilization is.
Right.
Right.
So that,
where the family is not.
That affects you, you know, because you're dressed warmly for the morning, and then when you get into town, you're, you know, the warm clothing, you know, the jeans with the long-sleeve denim shirt that you're wearing. And your pink socks. No, it's
no pants.
It's very, very difficult. So I don't know what caused it, but I have I've gone to the over-the-counter product, and I am happy to report that as of this morning, to the best of my knowledge, get out of the shower, pat dry the area, make sure it is dry and clean, and the minor skin irritation has passed.
It might have been, but did you launder them before you wore them, after you first bought the boxer briefs?
What do you mean, launder them before I... Well, of course, I mean, they were clean. You mean when I put them on the first time?
No, when you brought them home from the store.
Yeah?
You need to wash them to get all the dyes and soaps out of it that cause that chafing and irritation. That's why it's fine now, I'm guessing.
Bingo.
Sometimes.
So now they've been laundered.
Now, wait a minute. I mean, I'm not... I think of myself as a pretty clean guy.
Yeah.
I do. I really do. But I didn't... it is my opinion that when you buy underwear, that you can... You can just put them on.
I've always worn them right out of the package.
You can, but if in the case of the boxer briefs...
Why are we taking advice from you? Are you going commando today?
No, I'm not.
He's wearing shorts, so he can't go commando today.
Oh, that's right.
So you think that that would result...
I think it could, especially with a tight fit like the boxer briefs.
Has the itching subsided?
Yes. I've used
it. It's laundered now.
I've
scrubbed and scrubbed.
You know, it's rustic up there.
Sure.
Look, you know, I'm so damn clean, seriously. Mm-hmm. I'm not accustomed to these type of things.
I know, it's rough.
I'm really not. So I mentioned before on this show that my feet do not stink.
and
I'm not. So it was a surprise to me when one morning I'm like, this is more than your morning scratch, you know?
Yeah.
Much better.
Hello, Josh. You're on the Don and Mike show.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Yeah, this is Josh. We love you here in York, Pennsylvania.
Thank you.
I wanted to say they're called man panties, man.
What do you mean man panties?
Boxer briefs, man panties.
Why are they called? Because they're gay?
Yeah, pretty much.
Man panties. Are they gayer than, say, like briefs?
Yeah, they're better than the tighty whiteys, but they're just...
Well,
I don't know.
I think they look, you know, when I saw them in the package on the black male model.
He learned that at
they looked adorable.
He learned this at the fashion show in York, Pennsylvania this spring.
That's true. York 05.
Let it be known in this very trying time, that will be my first use of the word asshat. Man panties.
Well used.
Let's go to Richard.
The underwear capital of Pennsylvania.
Hello, Richard. How are you?
Hey, Diamond Jim, I was wondering if you flew your private plane up there again to impress.
Oh, another ass.
Wow, wow, we're out of the woodwork now.
No, I you know what? I drove. I actually drove. It was 14 hours coming back.
The Lamborghini.
No, the Bentley. and I had a very good time doing it. Well, the driver did. What? Jim, you're on the Don and Mike show.
Yes.
Yes.
Jim?
Yes,
Jim?
Proceed.
Yes. Yeah, I just wanted to ask you on your boxer brief story. I find it interesting.
Oh, now wait a minute, right? We can't do that.
You really can't discuss that.
We had to hit the delay on you. Just, you know, you have to use the codes and stuff.
Find
like
a nicer way to ask.
Can you do that, Jim? Are you capable?
Yeah, I can do that.
Do they teach you that here?
I bet you a quarter he can't. Go ahead.
My lips hurt real bad. Gina, where's the food?
I didn't even talk about Napoleon Dynamite, which was the family movie of choice.
Oh, good one
for the week.
Yeah.
No, it's,
am I still on?
Not anymore.
No.
That's usually a clue for us.
He's
right?
A luck pusher is what he is.
Yeah. All right. We've got a contractor who wants to help me, and that is always dangerous. Yes, Brian?
Yes, Mike. The reason I called was I'd like to offer my services for free. If in the event you get home tonight, it's actually hot, give me a call, and I'd be happy to come over tomorrow morning free of charge to give you my opinion on the situation.
Well, thank you, BTK Killer.
What do you know about boxer briefs?
No,
I'm some Lotrimin.
I'll give you an update, but I think I'm 100% okay. I think I'm going to be fine. I think we're going to be okay here.
What over-the-counter product did you use? I'm just curious.
Okay, you're asking that too.
No.
I was gonna, you know, look. Don't you think the story's self-deprecating enough?
No.
Do you require?
I'm Carl Rove. Do you require further embarrassment of me?
I'll tell you. It was Lotrimin.
There you go. The fine cook.
It's very effective.
Yeah.
Yes, I've used it.
Because I'm not saying this.
Okay, then don't.
I have to, though, because it's my job. No, there was a little, it just didn't feel right, and then there was, a little odor.
Yeah, sure.
Yes. Yeah, a little odor, which would indicate that product was required.
Kind of a rash.
Yeah, I see fish.
Oh, God. But it's fine.
You're on the mend.
Yeah, I think it's all right.
Well, then getting that air conditioning help will.
I think it's okay.
Oh.
I think it's all right.
Someone get a camera. How'd we do?
Maybe another day.
I don't like the burning. I don't mind the itching.
I think we'll be just fine. We have mentioned that while we're doing this show during a very difficult week for all of us, we are going to keep Don on the show here,
yes,
and we're
going to
be doing that by every day. We're going to figure out a very special best of segment that features Don on it, and we're going to say this as we keep it light because that's what he wanted us to do, and we have fun doing the show. That our prayers and our love go out to that family during this difficult time, and we will urge all the callers to do the same thing as we try to keep it light. If you've got a memory. A wonderful memory of Frida. We love those stories.
Yeah.
And before we go to break, we got one right here. So let's talk to Richard. Richard, you got a memory of Frida?
Yes, I do. Hi, Mike. How you doing? Buzz and everybody else there.
Hi there.
Lots of love for everybody. You know, I just want to say something a little funny, Mike. First of all, with the situation with the briefs that you've been wearing, just wash your wild hickory nuts. That's all. I mean, that'll work real good.
I know what he's saying, Rob. I think he's asking me to clean myself, but I do, Richard.
I believe you. I believe you, sir.
Yes, go ahead, Richard. Yes.
Yeah, okay. And with Frida, you know, the world is a much more pleasant place because of people, so far as she is concerned, in a positive note, and making people be happy and joyful, because as so many people before me have spoken and said that they had individuals they lost. But listen, Don and Frida and myself, I was married about the same time, lost our wife 3 years ago.
Wow.
And I know precisely what he is going through, but I won't say that, and I won't put this on a somber note, but I'm going to say Frida is going to bring joy to whomever she visits and wherever she goes, and if she's in a world in the heavens where she'll be, she will bring joy to everybody around them in such a way that we will laugh every time she talks to Mike or you or Rob or Buzz or whomever else and Don, and she tells them that I am, turn that down. Don't turn that on. That's my son turning the freaking radio up.
Jesus.
Yeah, but
I'm trying to decipher this. I really am. Come on. Is there a point here, Richard?
Yeah, come on, Dr. Capers.
Okay, yes, sir.
All right.
Okay.
I appreciate the sentiment, Richard, but try to get to a point, okay?
Okay, yes, I will, sir. Okay, now, in this instance, she and then Don, with the joy that they have put forth for everybody that has come here, continue the laughter that you guys have so put forth.
And we're going to do that, Richard. We're going to do that. His sentiments are fine. We appreciate that from everybody. And, you know, I appreciate everybody's memories. It's good. And that's what we're going to continue to do. And
he had a great sentiment, and he built a beltway of thoughts all the way around it.
There may have been, unfortunately, some narcotics involved in that. I'm not sure. When we come back, we're going to play a best-of segment featuring Don on the Don and Mike Show. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I saw this this movie once where the president is just tickled that anything he wants to eat he can get in a moment's notice. Here, it turns out it's the perk of the century. Otto.
Yes, Mr. President?
Yeah, sorry for the late notice. For lunch, could you arrange some coq au vin with a side of penne?
Spicy or mild?
Spicy. And, hazelnut pudding for dessert.
No problem, sir.
One day I'll catch him napping.
The Don and Mike Show. Regrettably, they have passed. Don and Mike.
I'd like to thank everybody that has sent along cards, letters, flowers, as we are all dealing with a difficult week here with the passing of Frieda. And also want to say to everybody here at the radio station that I know that Don would appreciate all the love and the support that people are giving him. And I look forward to passing that along to him when he's ready to hear it. Mm-hmm. If you have a card, a letter you would like to send along, I do hope indeed that he will read these at some point to the Source family. That's SORCE family, care of WJFK, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. As far as any other information, we are honoring the family's wishes for privacy at this point in time. If we have further information on what you can do, if everybody has that, that's the question, what can I do? I think we've all been through that. We will certainly pass that along to you, and we do also, everybody here. I know I speak for Rob and for Buzz and Beth Ann and Joe and John Normand and everybody that's in our close family here when I say our love goes out to that family and our prayers go out to you to get through this, you know, we still have to say it, unimaginably difficult week.
Exactly.
And it's very tough. It's, you know, it's going to get tougher for a lot of us. Mm-hmm. And we're doing what Don wants us to do, which is continually, you know, try to make, you know, some good radio and do some fun radio. And hopefully we are doing that. It was decided earlier today that we each and every day that our team leader is gone, we are going to play a best of segment where you can listen to Don because he is the backbone and the quarterback. Yes. Back of his show. Mm-hmm. We all miss him very much. We all wish we could be with him right now. And this segment, I think, did you pick this out, Robbie, or did Beth Ann pick this
out? This is a Beth Ann selection, and I remember this. This was something you could download, I believe, to your phone that helped you further appreciate American Idol.
Okay. Oh, good. Hope you enjoy this segment. This is a best of segment with Don Geronimo.
You see this dumb commercial in the newspaper? Here's Simon.
I've seen that before.
I've not seen this ad before with Simon. Who on earth?
Hockey cell phones.
Listen, I'm queer for American Idol, okay? I'm queer for American Idol like a 14-year-old girl. I'll watch it tonight. I'll vote. I'll be there every hour. But even I don't want the official American Idol phone, which, as you can see, has the only thing that makes it official, I would guess, is the fact that it has that little American Idol logo at the top.
Yeah, I am. But you have to understand that audience is so young.
And I guess on the screen, it's got, you know, it's got the American Idol logo. It says,
you two can have a phone just like mine. This is the kind of phone that I use to call Paula when she's late for the show.
Inside scoop from Simon. Yeah, I'm sure. Just when you get this phone, personalized voice and text messages from the show's most outspoken judge. Now, how can that be? It's got to. It can't be personalized that Simon Cowell would.
I'm getting one if he is on there.
That's what it says, Mike. It says,
I'm sorry, Mike can't come to the phone.
You know, we should find out if this is on the up and up. 1-866.
I think it's a great idea.
888-3.
Can we get Randy and Paula?
I'll call right now.
Simon's always there, though, isn't he? Simon's the workhorse of that tribe.
Sorry, the producer. Number you have reached has been disconnected.
Simon Fuller's the producer, isn't he?
He's one of them, but this Simon is.
Is Cowell the producer, too?
No, it's the other Simon.
Cowell's not involved in the producer.
I thought he was. I thought he had a piece of that somehow.
American Idol phone and the Jay-Z Black phone.
Please stay on the line. A customer service representative will be with you shortly.
Must have recorded that in the same studio Larry recorded
in his
book.
Yeah.
I think Cal has something to do with their record deals.
Ah.
Fuller has the production and link to the show.
All right.
Take this part off the air.
Can I have a little improvement?
Hello? Hello? Yes, hi. I'm calling about the American Idol phone. Hello. I have a question. The ad says personalized voice messages from the show's most outspoken judge. Would he be able to say, hello, this is Simon Cowell. Joe Ardinger is not available right now. He sends a personal message regarding the show. Does he say my name? If I sign up for this Nokia phone, the ad says, inside scoop directly from Simon, personalized voice and text messages. That sounds to me like he says that I'm not there.
You're not using your dumb voice.
Oh, I am sorry. I'm back to using my other voice. Hello?
Oh.
Actually, what? you're not sure of what?
He doesn't use the real names.
Are you pretty? Are you pretty? Hey, would you come on the radio with me? We're on the radio. Would you come on the radio? Be a nice commercial for your company. How about it?
Come on.
Live
come on, man. Come on, shoot.
What do you say? Come on. Tell me about this phone. I might buy the phone. Come on the radio. What do you say, honey?
Honey.
What do you say?
Hey, come on.
Okay.
Cupcake.
She says, okay.
Hey, sweet talk works.
All right. There we go. All right. There you go. Here's my honey.
Hello.
Sir, hello. Hello.
Hello.
So, welcome to the show. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Does Simon say our name or not if we want to
Yeah, like if you buy one of these phones, will Simon say, John so-and-so is not in the house right now? Will Simon do that?
But I'm not sure he might know your all your names, but the messages will be personalized and you'll be receiving the messages from him.
Where are you based? Where are you based now? Where is your operation located?
Illinois.
Does Simon do erotic messages? Like if I wanted him to say something of a randy nature,
something provocative.
Would he say that for me? May I speak with Simon? Is he there now?
Actually, this is Mobile Music USA.
What?
Mobile Music USA.
Malibu Music USA.
USA.
Mobile.
Well, we're calling about the ad. You know, at least they haven't shipped this off to India.
Like, yeah, I mean, that's why I was calling. I was thinking maybe this
is... Could you buy a plane ticket?
Are you really in Illinois, or are you based in... are you based in New Delhi?
Hello?
Hello?
Ma'am?
Yes, we are based in Illinois.
Ma'am?
I don't buy it.
Which season of American Idol did you compete on?
I'm sorry?
What is the biggest city in Illinois?
Biggest?
Yes.
Yes, what is the
biggest
largest...
city in Illinois?
Yes, ma'am. The largest city in Illinois. It's traditionally known as the Second City.
And the Windy City.
Uh-huh.
Oh, what is it, Robbie?
And the city with big shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
What would that city... You're in Illinois working for the, indirectly, Nokia phones.
What is the name of the city?
The biggest city in Illinois. Any idea?
Okay.
Pardon me?
Actually, I'm very new to this place. I just moved into this place, so I don't have any idea about
it. Honey, it starts with a C.
Yeah.
Ends with an O.
Oh.
Are you really in Illinois, or are you maybe in a foreign country?
There was even a movie with Richard Gere and Renee Zellweger that won the Oscar, and it was a movie based on that town. It was
to mention a great band.
25 or 6 to 4, Saturday in the Park. How about Sammy Sosa? How about Da Bears?
What city do the Cubs play in?
How about the White Sox?
Are you there? Hello?
Yes, I am here.
What city in Illinois might we be talking about? Sing to me, darling. Sing it to me. What's the city? What's the city we're talking about? The city.
Let's give her a chance to answer.
Starts with a C. Hello?
I'm sorry. I don't have an idea.
You don't have an idea. But you're in Illinois. You promise you're in Illinois?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Where are you at in Illinois? Can you tell us the town you're in?
Yeah, it's Chicago.
It's Chicago.
Uh-huh.
Chicago. Can I tell anybody out there listening that this is the kind of all of a sudden everything combusting at once. Mm-hmm. This is the type of
spontaneous combustion
uh-huh. that will make Nokia stock go through the roof.
That's true.
When you realize when you call to buy the American Idol phone
right.
that you're talking to someone
and you
like,
describe Chicago for the better part of 2 minutes and then the person who is allegedly in Chicago doesn't know what city we're talking about.
In the state of Illinois. Darling, may I ask your first name?
My first name?
Yes, yes, ma'am.
Sarah.
Again, please?
Sarah.
Smiles.
Sarah Lee. Sarah, do you like American Idol?
Yes, I like.
Yes.
Who are you rooting for?
Sarah?
Yes.
Are you speaking to us on a Nokia phone? Is that the problem? Sarah, do you think I should buy the American Idol phone? I'm queer for the show like a 14-year-old girl, but I can't see buying the phone. I'm a 45-year-old man.
Who do you like better, Sarah, Fantasia, or LaToya?
Sarah?
A second.
Uh-huh.
Is this your first day on the job? Do you get paid on commission? Have you ever sold a telephone before to someone who's called this number in the newspaper?
Yeah, I have sold many telephones, but I'm sorry, this is the first time I'm getting a call like this. Maybe I'm talking to a person speaking like this. I'm pretty nervous.
Oh, you don't need to be nervous, please. Sarah.
Don't be nervous.
You're among friends here.
Tell us something now, Sarah, who's really not in Illinois. Probably might be in Africa, maybe Zimbabwe.
Never know.
Who knows? Might be in
I'm betting on New Delhi.
Yeah. Cayman Islands, if she's lucky.
You never know.
Okay, let me ask you a question, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Where are you calling from?
Washington, D.C.,
our nation's capital.
Can I have your name, please?
Sure, my name is Don. Donnie. You spell it D-O-N-I.
Don?
D-O-N-I.
D-O-N-I?
Yeah, now, don't sign me up for anything. I'm not convinced I want the phone yet.
Repeat the name back, will you?
Yes, Don?
No,
Donnie.
That's not correct. It's D-O-N-I. Repeat the name back, please.
Okay, D-O-N-I?
Yes.
That's D as in David, O-N-I?
Yes, uh-huh. Yes.
Donnie.
Okay.
Donnie.
All right.
Donnie.
Okay.
It's my stage name.
You can say Donnie. It's pronounced that way in certain parts of the world.
It's my stage
Donnie.
Name. My stage name, darling. What about when it says Simon ringtones that will make you cringe? What would the Simon ringtones that would make me cringe be if I was to buy the American Idol phone?
Can you play an example of them down the line?
Sarah?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
You can? Okay, would you do that now then, please?
No, I'm sorry.
You just said uh-huh.
What? Oh, Sarah, now don't be nervous. Sarah, something tells me that you would probably be this way if you weren't talking to two DJs.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about your last big sale, the last phone you sold. Tell me how you did it. How'd you close that deal? Are you a United States citizen?
No, I'm not.
Well, are you?
Uh-oh.
Well, we wish you good luck with that. Are you trying to do that?
No.
Oh, so are you an illegal alien? Are you an illegal alien? Darling, Sarah?
Sarah, don't be nervous, please.
It's okay, tell us.
We're here to help.
Could we have just uncovered some kind of, one of these scandals that they're, like, doing, like, a primetime investigative thing on?
Not likely. Sarah, how many phones have you sold today?
Sarah?
Today, just two.
Just two. And how many hours have you been working?
I'm working for the past 5 hours.
Five hours.
That's not good turnaround. Are you being held against your will? Are you making shoes at the same time?
And soccer balls?
No.
Sarah, you sold two phones in 5 hours, honey. That's like an awful percentage. You got to rent Glengarry Glen Ross.
ABC.
ABC. Always be closing. Mm-hmm. You've not tried to close me once. You've not asked me what my current, who my current provider is, if I'm happy with their service.
Well, I think it's just the phone itself. It's not the service.
Right. You think it comes with service.
Yeah, no, it does. It
What's
does.
The company?
Nokia. Free benefits with activation.
Well, Nokia doesn't offer
oh, no, hold on.
Phone service.
No. It's probably that mobile.
Oh, AT&T. AT&T.
American Telephone and Telegraph.
AT&T. Uh-huh. What it says exclusive photographs sent to your phone. What exclusive photographs does Simon Cowell send me?
The exclusive photographs is taken on the set. The photographs of the contestants and the judges.
That's
fantastic. The cell phone.
Oh, that's exciting. Fantastic. I like that.
Would you recommend that phone?
Yeah, sure.
Why?
I'll definitely recommend.
Why would you recommend it? Hello?
Yes. This is a special signature product.
What?
And
you ever been to Chicago?
Chicago?
You ever been there?
How's the weather in Chicago today?
Hey, what time is it where you are?
That's the easiest way to put it.
Time is 4 p.m.
See, in Chicago, darling, it would be 3 p.m.
Does this phone work in exotic foreign locations?
Sarah,
fascinating, isn't it?
It's been great talking to you, Sarah. How long have you been working for whatever company this is you're working for?
Mobile Music.
Mobile Music. How long have you been working?
It's been 1 month.
One month. How you like it?
It's cool. I liked it.
Oh, good cool. for you. Well,
it's cool.
It's been a slice of heaven talking to you, Sarah.
It's cool. I wish I could be your third sale of the day, but it doesn't do it for me. The American Idol phone doesn't do it for me because I don't believe I get a personalized voice message from Simon.
Is there anybody you'd like to say hello to on the radio, Sarah?
Anyone back in your home country? Any relatives you're trying to smuggle over? Anybody who might be in an inner tube on their way from Cuba? Sarah?
Okay.
Who do you look like?
Tell me one thing. Is that a real radio show?
Yes. This is a real radio show.
Yes.
Would you like to say hello to anybody on the radio?
Okay. To all my friends.
To all your friends?
To all your
anybody?
Friends.
I won't say anybody's.
And to our boss, Mr. Samir Bhatia, and Ms. Kelly.
Yes.
All right. Good for you.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, have you enjoyed your experience?
Yes, very much.
Well, God bless you real good, Sarah.
You want to say hi to the gang down at Ellis Island?
Sarah? Sarah, have a wonderful day.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
Good luck. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye, Sarah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Chicago.
There you go. Is she going to hang up? And
how they say it.
Let's just wait for her to. Yeah, the line. There you go. That was calling an ad out of the newspaper.
Wow. Well, you know, I was telling you about my satellite TV when I was talking to New Delhi.
Yeah, right.
And there was a lot sharper, though.
Right.
A bit of a satellite delay on that phone conversation.
I believe so.
Yeah.
I don't believe she was in Chicago.
Me either.
I told you that would happen Saturday night.
Right.
Yes. I thought this was the right song to play with it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Chicago!
I love that.
You know,
yeah.
We weren't saying she was in Chicago. She said she was in Illinois. Mm-hmm. We asked her what the largest city was. She couldn't come up with Chicago.
We even said the Cubs. It's where the Cubs. I mean, we tried the Windy, the largest. And
we asked her what time it is. She said 4 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Well, correct, on the East Coast, it's 4:06.
Right.
But in the Central time zone, where Chicago is, it would be 3:06.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Anyway,
we weren't able to really, you know, pursue our inquisition due to a perceived language barrier.
Anyway.
And the satellite delay.
Yeah. Good hire, Nokia.
Oh, well, I want that phone anyway. Oh, man. Best wishes go out to our team leader, Don Geronimo, who is going through this tough week. We're going to do that every day. At some point during the show, we're going to play a best-of segment with Don. And
it feels good to hear his voice.
Good to hear his voice, and our love and prayers go out to him and all of his family. And Sarah, God love you. Sarah, I ran in over the over the vacation. I don't even remember where it was. The individual who doesn't speak the language but has the confidence that they speak the language
believes they can.
And this guy was saying, I think I was asking about, I'll talk about it tomorrow. It's my iPod, which is my new incredible discovery that's only been out for, a couple of years. But it was one of those things where, it was already here. They go on and sign up, but it was obviously the material. And I'm sitting there going, really?
He was comfortable.
Fascinating. Okay. Thank you.
How about you?
Lots more stuff coming up. Carl Rove.
I need
today's theme. Lots more to come on the Don and Mike Show. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Let's take a call. Cape California. Hello.
Hi, Larry.
Hi.
Don Imus. How you doing today? Love your radio show. Can you tell me what happened to Don and Mike in New York City, if they're not on live anymore?
Are they back on? They were taken off for a while. Are they on or not on the air in New York, Don?
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
I don't know whether they're on or not.
Well, Don and Mike are on. They're on in Washington, right, Don and Mike?
I think that's where they originated from,
yeah.
Las Vegas, hello.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
You are stupid, and they are not. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, baby.
Sorry.
Hey, it's the All-Star Game today.
All right. Who wants some flapjack? Hey, Chris Berman, seriously, I watched the Home Run Derby last night, and Chris... It's not proper to wear the sport coats with the short sleeve dress shirts, okay?
He did not.
I think he did. I looked at him and you could see, the way he sits there with those big hairy arms.
Yeah.
And you can look up his shirt and actually see that. And that when he gets the first opportunity, he's shedding his yellow sport coat or whatever color it is, and he's wearing the short Denny's manager sleeves.
Maybe it was the Dickie.
It was. Chris Berman has, he's one of the big men. And,
oh, God, yeah.
And he needs the. He needs the sweating. I don't think it helps his sweating at all by wearing the short sleeve shirts.
He
works.
He also looked good. I finally got a chance to see that Ray Romano Kevin James special.
Oh,
on
you
HBO.
Saw that?
Yeah.
You see my point.
Yo, absolutely.
I mean, you watched that, and I was saying, when are they going to be funny? And then you realize, no.
They're not.
You mean, you've got two guys that are going into a golf tournament, and it's a celebrity. They're amateurs. They're out there playing for fun. Like anybody in America would go play a round of golf for fun, and they're playing dramatic music in the background, like this is the end of the world that he didn't make the cut at the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am. I mean, it just made me so angry.
I got a bad look.
It made me so angry.
I got a bad look from Carrie because I had TiVo'd it, and I was sitting there watching it by myself. She's walking around, and it gets to the end when they really want you, I guess, to cry.
Because you're looking at the close-up of Ray, of the unshaven Ray Romano.
Yeah, oh, with my his God. New sexy haircut.
If anybody gets a chance to watch this. I guess you would call it a documentary. But the feeling I got also, and we discussed this before, was that they're actually trying to make drama where there is no drama, and the editing and the music that they put on that, it sucked.
But I said out loud, I said, boo effing who.
Yeah,
poor Ray Romano.
And I did not really abbreviate. And Carrie said, what is the matter with you?
As he sits on his mountain of money.
Yeah, that's
can't catch a break.
And now he's, man, he didn't make the cut.
Oh.
He could build.
I hope he never makes the cut. I hope Fat Kevin James never makes the cut.
He could build a golf course and fill the bunkers with quarters. How rich he is.
He is so wealthy. He is such a wealthy man. I do want to mention again that cards and letters should be sent to the Source family, care of WJFK, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Our thanks to everybody earlier in the show expressed their condolences in what is a very difficult week for all of us here, and we appreciate the flowers for the family, and we will have more information as we get it. I think I've got some information here. Hold on just a second. Let's see here. Okay.
This is the information for the David Haynes Memorial, right?
Yeah, I do want to mention anyone that David Haynes was our newsman for many years before we had our wonderful relationship with Buzzy. And David Haynes, a wonderful guy.
Yeah.
And anybody that listened to him heard the It's Friday stuff. I mean, he was fantastic.
Burnt toast and coffee time.
In lieu of flowers, donations can be made to David Haynes Memorial Education Fund. Oh. Provident Bank, 1649 Crofton Center, Crofton, Maryland, 21114, and send that to the attention of Karen Nelson. That's David Haynes Memorial Education Fund, Provident Bank, 1649 Crofton Center, Crofton, 21114, attention, Karen Nelson. And thanks to everybody as we're all dealing with this. I got to mention Travis. I didn't mention him before that he did such a great job with filtering the calls that we took yesterday, and we appreciate him doing that. And everybody around the radio station, if I haven't mentioned it, you know, it means a lot to all of us when you're sharing your love for Don and his family during this time, and we do appreciate it. So that's it. That's the heavy stuff. If you want to call us with memories, we want to try to keep it as positive as we can now. You know, on a very tough week for all of us, we find that taking the positive calls, the positive memories of Frida, her participation on the show, if you happen to meet her, a good story about that, that's real helpful. I appreciate everybody's condolences, but what we are trying to do, the prime directive from our team leader is to, you know, move on, have a funny show, and try to give you some laughs when we're doing this. And speaking of laughs,
were we?
No, this is amazing. A doctor who once cared for sick children at Don Imus's New Mexico ranch.
Oh, how nice.
Has sued the tart-tongued radio personality for slander.
It's
another lawsuit. Claiming he ate too many sunflower seeds.
That's not the answer.
He made false derogatory comments about him on his Imus in the Morning show. Dr. Howard Allen Pearson says in court papers that on at least 4 days last year, Imus said Pearson was one of the worst doctors in the world.
Wow.
And did not care if children suffered.
See, Don is qualified to comment on that because he's been to every doctor in the world.
Pearson's lawsuit says Imus apparently misunderstood the physician's response to a morning call to treat a child for pain in July 2004. Pearson left the main house and began a quarter-mile walk to the infirmary because the nurse... I picture everybody there. I mean, I know it's not fun to make fun of. You know, he's doing things... They're doing things for kids out there.
Yeah.
But I picture
he's
like
the
old...
allegedly doing things for kids.
1920s nurse's hats, you know?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like in World War II when they were caring for the sick. Says the... why was he walking? A quarter-mile walk to the infirmary. The nurse said there was... Oh, he said he made the walk because the nurse said there was no emergency.
Oh, okay.
Pearson declined a ride offered by Imus's wife. Imus's wife.
Does she have a license or just a learner? Because you have to be 16 to have a license.
The court papers say that's what happened. Doctors say he gave the child pain medicine and she resumed normal activities. Okay. I guess this is the child.
Right.
About 45 minutes later, Imus, armed with a gun.
Oh, dear.
And a knife, pulled up in his truck, jumped out and began yelling and cursing at Pearson, the papers say. Reached by telephone at his ranch near Ribera. Is that the way you pronounce that? Ribera, New Mexico?
Ribera, yes.
Imus confirmed and repeated his disparaging comments about Pearson. He said the lawsuit was disgraceful.
Did it look a lot like that Western show on HBO?
It's like Bonanza.
Yeah.
Imus said Pearson was called to treat it. Oh, you mean Deadwood?
That's the one.
Deadwood with it. You know, I think Deadwood doesn't have the record for most F-words in a show.
Yes, worst language on television.
Imus said Pearson was called to treat a 16-year-old girl from Afghanistan who had been up all night in abject agony and pain. I guess this is his version of the story.
Uh-huh. Of course.
The place was a quarter mile away, and he refused to get in the truck. Pearson's lawsuit, filed in a Manhattan court Friday, names Imus, NBC, MSNBC, and Westwood One.
Oh, no, I shouldn't have read the story.
It asks unspecified damages, and we'll keep you posted on that one. Get in the damn truck.
Imus's ranch.
I'm packing heat.
If you see Imus coming at you with a knife and a gun, you're going to want to walk quickly. No need to run, but you walk quickly away.
I have a question for you, gentlemen.
Yes.
Will The Apprentice become a battle of the races?
I don't how could that
happen? Business mogul Donald Trump says he wasn't particularly happy with the most recent season of his hit reality show.
Oh, my.
I'm not happy. He's considering some... That was my Donald Trump impression.
Good.
He's considering some controversial changes bound to generate a buzz for upcoming episodes. Among the proposals, pitting a team of African-American contestants against a team of all-white players.
Hi, this is Robert the Mailman.
There you go.
I'm watching.
Winner. Whether people like that idea or not, it is somewhat reflective of our very... vicious world, according to Trump. You know, gotta give him credit. I mean, he's gonna go for it.
He's always thinking.
Oh, he's a thinker, Buzz.
It's reflective of the fact they didn't have any ratings last season.
Yeah, listen, here's typical Donald Trump. He goes, but needless to say, why am I giving him a four?
I don't know, but I like it.
But needless to say, I don't know, somehow it just feels right.
Yeah.
Needless to say, not everybody thinks it's a good idea. Trump was not available for further comment, asshat, but a rep told The Scoop that it's just an idea that's being considered. So,
this is Robert the Mailman.
If you enjoy that type of thing, you might want to watch The Apprentice. Ratings are tanking now, right?
Yeah, but if Robert gets his teeth, he would be a natural on that show.
Where is the? Is there any update as far as Robert and his teeth?
We'd have to ask BA. I don't know.
BA, does Robert have any progress? Has there been any progress made? We've been gone a while. As far as his teeth, I guess we'll ask her later.
What I crave is that brief window of time when they're pulled, but before the new ones go in. I hope.
Are we
going to?
Did he say that he was going to bring a tape recorder in? Is he going to? What's the status? Do you know the status of Robert the Angry Mailman?
Yeah, he's been to the dentist 3 times.
Mm-hmm. For an estimate. 3 times. Once, like, to survey the damage.
Well, yeah, and to take 18 X-rays.
Wow.
He's got a lot of bone loss.
Yes.
Bone loss?
Yeah, bad.
That's horrible.
And so, I mean, is he going to have the major procedure done anytime soon?
He's going to have all his teeth yanked.
When?
He's going to get dentures.